The following programming is sponsored by the Empowerment Zone Philly. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Peasley Media Group.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Empowerment Zone. Happy Women's Month. Women's Month. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
This is Lisa Robinson, founder and CEO of My Independence at Home. We're going to have a dynamic show today. We have some guests in the studio. Of course, Reggie is here. Reggie, would you like to introduce yourself?
Ladies, you caught me off guard. My name is Reginald McLaughlin. I'm the community liaison for My Independence at Home. If you or your loved one are in need of home care, 215-921-2277. And I think you know that I'm not a woman. I'm a man.
What?
No kidding.
All right. So before we go to our guests in the studio, we are going to go to the phone lines. We have State Representative Darisha Parker on the line. Hello, State Representative. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You and your team, and how's everybody doing?
We are fantastic.
Good.
Reggie tells us you have some information, important, imperative information that you want to share with us. So you have the floor.
Well, yeah. I mean, absolutely. One of the things that I still think is always going to be near and dear to me is what's happening. We're literally going to be weeks away from incremental things that happen in the name of what? An election. It is every 6 months there is an election. Everything that is on the line, our voting rights, reproductive rights, things that is near and dear to all of us.
Yes.
I think we all need to understand what is, listen, we know the other side of the aisle has done a recent advertisement campaign by to try to persuade African Americans to vote for him and using a lot of tactics to confuse individuals. And that's what I'm nervous of. And that's what we need to be aware of.
Now, State Rep, we need a whole show for that. So we can arrange that for you next week. But I would like to for you, if you can iterate a little about women. You were telling me about the women and their feminine products.
Absolutely. I can segue real quick. So one of the things that's very near and dear to me and most women, as we're talking about period poverty, there is a House Bill 850 that has been sitting sadly in the Senate since last year. The young woman's name is Senator Michelle Brooks. She needs to explain not just to me, but to all of the residents of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania why she refuses to move the bill. This bill is a waiver for women who are on SNAP and WIC benefits to have a waiver for feminine projects or Pampers, which you would think as a woman, this would be a no-brainer. Well, it's not a no-brainer, and I'm doing everything I possibly can to encourage everybody to call, email, send a letter, do whatever you can to encourage this woman to move this bill.
Okay. Is there a reason why she's not moving it? Has she given an explanation for that?
And her response is she indefinitely. I mean, the reason is the reason. It's because of how crazy and backwards they are with their thinking, with their irrational ways. And, you know, to me, some things that you think is common in their world is not common. So, and also I know I did a lot of fighting. I did have one opposition in the House of a Republican who was basically saying, you know, here we go again with the government getting involved and paying for something that individuals ordinarily can pay. My biggest argument is imagine a woman going to a store and not having the means to purchase these type of products. I'm not sure the last time you've been to the store, but if you have noticed, it's extremely, extremely expensive. And imagine when you're used to paying maybe $4 to $5, imagine it now being $8, $7, $8, $10. That adds up after a while.
Right.
And then why should we, if we have the means, we should make sure that we provide for the women and girls of the Commonwealth. One of the things that just was discovered, well, just was shared in the recent budget address by Governor Shapiro, was he is going to allocate $3 million for our young women and girls, especially in schools, to make sure that it's readily available for feminine products. That is like a win, win, win. when women, when you're talking about little girls having access to something and not, we need to not just get rid of period poverty, but put some decency back in women's lives. There's women right now who use T-shirts, paper towels, socks, ties, and some women even stay out of work because every time this happens, just the embarrassment of, you know, what they really have to go through and endure. And that's why I said it, because I know a lot of women don't know, but I'm also making men aware, because your women and your daughters and your wives, and sadly, some of them are suffering in silence, so we cannot allow that to happen. I'm also happy that I was able to secure $250,000 to Lynette Medley and her daughter Naya of No More Secrets, which is the nation's menstrual hub located in Germantown. $250,000 is a drop in the, is a drop in the bucket that this organization needs in the amount of millions to not just service individuals in Philadelphia, but needs it to service people without within this Commonwealth. This two-woman team delivers products, and we have to make sure that we have the funds necessarily available to provide a better life for all.
State Rep, if someone wants to donate to the cause, is there a number or website
for No More Secrets?
Absolutely. Yep, it's straight up No More Secrets, and all the information is on her website on how you can give, how you can donate, and anything. Yep.
So we're going to end this segment, but I really would like to have a whole hour with you. I'll call your office for tomorrow and see if we can set up a time.
Come back on, and I may even bring somebody with me that can bring you some, because you need some data and some stats as comparison to the November election numbers versus what we're dealing with for this year and why it's important that people can vote in their pajamas, and we get we need to take advantage of it.
I want to thank you so much again. I will call your office.
Thank y'all. All right.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So that was State Representative Darisha Parker. Now on to the next segment with Keys and D's, baby.
Keys and D's, baby. Good job.
So we have Dawn and Ebony here. Dawn, would you like to introduce yourself? And then Ebony.
I feel like I'm back home.
Oh, wait. You know what? Let me read. First of all, let me go back, because Dawn provided me with her bio.
Excuse me. You don't have to
That she asked me.
That came from my assistant.
I'm sorry. That her assistant, Alexander, Sir Alexander Harris, provided. So I am supposed to read this in its entirety. So here we go. I just put on my glasses. Dawn Harris is many things. A wife, mother, daughter, granddaughter, niece, sister, friend, mentor, real estate broker, leader, and supreme manifester.
Well,
Dawn recognized at a very early age that her life's path would involve expression through music, legal contracts, and extreme wealth.
Wealth.
I said that.
You said extreme wealth, but go ahead. We're going to get it right.
Today, she has a catalog in her head of possibly more than 25,000 songs that she can begin singing lyrics to at the drop of a dime, in a career that involves reviewing legal contracts daily. However, Publishers Clearing House has yet to show up on her doorstep with a $2 million check. So she's had to pivot in her method to gain millionaire status.
Yes.
Although Dawn has yet to reach the pinnacle in real estate, which is for many saying that they've been selling homes for 30 years, she can proudly affirm that she's held many positions within the real estate industry for more than 20 years. We know, how is that possible with Dawn being only 22?
There we go. Lisa is not giving this bio read. Give me that bio.
All right. She's going to read the last two paragraphs. Yo, this is long.
Give it to me.
I only just saw it 5 seconds ago.
Don't worry, I got y'all. Dawn's real estate career began as a leasing representative, turned property manager, turned director of operation, turned real estate salesperson, then broker of record, all of which came with a great deal of challenges, tears, joy, growth, rewards, awards, and satisfaction. spending the majority of her real estate career representing big name investors whose core focus was renting didn't quite align with Dawn's beliefs as she saw a need, and in 2015 obtained a real estate license to pursue a dream.
Woo!
Over the past 9 years, Dawn has remained committed to educating consumers on the importance of real estate ownership, discouraging anyone who would listen to avoid giving their wealth away, and of course, providing top-tier service to anyone she's had the pleasure of representing.
Top-tier.
Furthermore, Dawn returned to real estate school to pursue her broker license in 2022, and in May of 2023, opened Keys and Deeds Realty in Philadelphia. She is proudly joined by team members Shayna White, Shonda Floyd, Ebony Realtor, Tasha Adamson-White, Vanessa Johnson, and Noelle Roberts as they are ready to assist. They are ready to assist with any real estate goal you have in mind. If you or someone you know is in need of professional real estate services, do not hesitate to reach out to Keys and Deeds Realty at 610-616-0012. Thank you.
Yay! I was trying to get the applause.
That was supposed to last less than 2 minutes.
Listen, I had to put my glasses on.
I timed it perfectly with Mom. But thank you.
Anyhow.
Hey, Empowerment Zone.
Hey, Dawn. Okay, Ebony, tell us who you are. And welcome. Oh, okay, let's do the applause.
You can use it for me. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Ebony Reeler. I am new to Keys and Deeds, but I'm happy that
you're not new.
What do you mean? I am new to Keys and Deeds.
We all new together.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. I'm sorry. Excuse you. Go ahead.
Okay. No worries. Empower women. Woo. So, again, my name is Ebony Reeler, and I am a full-time real estate agent with Keys and Deeds. I started out my career. My background is basically early intervention social work. And then I wanted something new. I prayed on it. God answered my prayers, and I studied my behind off, did what I had to do to get here. Unfortunately, I got in a horrible car accident, and it messed up my memory for a very long time. It still sometimes affects me to this day, and it took me a long time to pass the last part of the test for real estate, but I got through it. After over 50 tries, believe it or not, and I'm not ashamed to say that because that is a testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And I was with another real estate agent when I first, a real estate broker when I first came out, which is fine. And I stayed with them, got all the education I needed, and that's where I met Miss Dawn Harris.
Yeah.
And she lead me to the promised land. And we decided to break off with that broker. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we encouraged her, hey, let's just start our own team. We can do this. We have the knowledge. We're here all for it. And that's what she did. How long has it been? Like a year and a half ago? Has it been a year yet?
Since we opened?
Yeah.
No, we're coming up on a year.
We're coming up
May
on
31st.
A year.
May 31st. May 31st will be the year.
Yep.
Okay, Sam. So, hit it.
But we leaped out on faith. And also, I decided to do real estate full time. I left my career of over 10 years in early intervention, which I just missed my babies.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Okay. Kudos for early intervention. Okay. And then also, which was not expected at all, I wasn't expecting to leave that job for working over 10 years. And I also decided to write a book because everyone, when they hear my story, my testimony, I said, if one more person say I need to write a book, and I'm going to write a book. And I did. I wrote a book.
What's the name of your book?
My book is called Perseverance Through My Storm. You can get it on Amazon.
I love it.
Yes.
I cried 4 times.
Oh, how long is it? Is it a quick read?
It's not
read?
Long. Yeah, it's a quick read, and you can't put it down.
So maybe we'll talk about this offline, but maybe I'll have a book sign-in brunch for you.
Yep. We'll actually, I do have one coming up, my publisher, but we'll talk about that later. But anyway, like I'm here. I'm here to encourage and to empower women overall, anyone that's willing to do it. I'm proud of myself that I came this far. I'm glad that I'm a part of this team. Keys and Deeds, baby.
Keys and Deeds, baby.
And I have other adventures that are coming, other goals. They're not ventures. I have another long-term goal that's coming, and prayerfully, I'll talk to you guys soon about that as well.
Now, that's an incredible story. Now, I knew about your book because Dawn told me that. I did not know about your car accident.
Yeah.
All Gotta read the book.
No, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's such a blessing. It's it's really telling when you're able to work through adversity. You know, a lot of people give up. So the fact that you didn't give up.
Nope.
You know, I had my own struggles. I know Dawn's had her struggles, but we're... Reggie, you are lucky to be surrounded by three powerful women. Do you understand that?
Yes, but my name is Cool Reg North Philly.
Cool Reg. So thank you for being here, Ebony. Thank you for sharing your story. I definitely would like to host a book signing for you.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
We'll talk about that offline.
Yep.
So let's get into keys and D's, baby.
Yes.
So, Dawn.
Yes.
What made you want to get into real estate? Mm-hmm. And then what made you want to become a broker?
So...
Everybody has a why,
yeah,
right?
There's the why. I hate to say that... Well, let me not say I hate to say it. Dad was a huge part of it. So I watched as he was a real estate investor over the years. And the importance... as far as what he and mom instilled in, I want to say just me. I just want to feel so special. The importance of investing and owning real estate, right? And then there was the desire to, I always like to pick apart contracts. So the real estate was like the best of both worlds. And then around 2004, which was my entree to real estate, just for a number of years, I realized that there was a need. Like, people just did not understand the importance of real estate ownership. I was faced with being property manager, having to evict people out of their apartments. And it was heartbreaking in some situations.
Right.
Like some people.
But some people really needed to
get
people out,
deserved
right?
it.
Right.
Some people deserved it. But there were people who were making, like, really good money, and they weren't owning. And me, on my way to being a homeowner, just couldn't understand why that wasn't something that was at the forefront. So all of that, you know, combined played a huge part into why I decided to switch gears and no longer represent investors and work in apartment complexes and jump into representing the public.
Because I know that one thing that's really important to you is seeing – people not rent and become homeowners.
Right.
I think especially people in our community and understanding the importance of homeownership and recognizing that you're really just wasting your money when you're paying rent year after year. When you're paying rent for like 30, 40 years, that's crazy.
It's, well, because it's your not money even 30, 40.
Your money is going to somebody else. You're paying their, you're paying for their vacation, their retirement.
Right.
But you know, some people don't.
And you don't
look
have
at it
that asset.
Yeah, but they don't. You know, when you talk to people, they don't even think of it that way.
But it's I also think there's a fear they think that they can't become a homeowner.
I'm glad that you just said what you said. As far as you'll be paying rent for the next 30, 40 years, because that couldn't be further from the truth.
What is
like we're always going to need a roof over our head. So if I live to be 90 years,
so you'll be
and I'm a renter.
Yeah,
then I'll be paying rent for the rest of my life. Yeah. Whereas though. When you own real estate, it's a structured payment, and at some point those payments are going to stop. Now, ownership is not for everybody. There are some people that have to rent for certain reasons, and it just doesn't make sense for them to own as far as from a primary resident standpoint. But I still encourage you to own some type of real estate, even if it's land. Like real estate, whether it's land, whether it's real property, should be part of your long-term goal and savings plan.
Well, the Empowerment Zone have a surprise for you.
Of record for Keys and Deeds Realty. We service the Philadelphia and surrounding suburb areas and look forward to earning your business today. Please give us a call at 610-616-0012. Keys and Deeds Realty, changing the narrative of home ownership one closing at a time. Call us today at 610-616-0012.
These, baby. And on the line, we have Sir Alexander Harris, the assistant to Mrs. Dawn Harris. Alex, welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
Thank you. It has been a pleasure.
Hi, Alex.
Hey.
How are you, babe? Welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
I feel welcomed.
Oh, wonderful. So we thank you for calling in today. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role with Keys and D's Realty?
What do you do with Keys and D's, Alex? And happy birthday, by the way. My nephew just turned, my Dawn's assistant. Just turned 14. So what do you do with Keys and D's Realty, Alex?
I'm going to have to go to say, let me get my words together. I'm going to have to say I help them with houses.
Okay.
And also appear in their business meetings.
Oh,
awesome.
Okay. Do you help with the social media too? I've seen you do some, you've helped with some Facebook posts, right?
Mm-hmm. A lot.
Yes. So social media. So you're helping with marketing. You sit in on business meetings. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
So do you enjoy it?
I enjoy it. Yes.
What's the best part of what you do?
Well, on TikTok, it's good.
Oh, editing? Okay. That's what you enjoy the most?
Yep.
Okay.
I see a great future ahead of Alex in graphic design, visual arts, stuff like that. He's really great at it.
Yeah, he's a great artist, too.
He is. Well, Alex, can you tell people how to get in contact with Keys and Deeds Realty?
It is 610-616-0012.
All right.
Awesome job, Alex. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Thanks, Alex. Next time
you're
have
welcome.
To come to the studio, would you like to do that and sit in here with us?
I most certainly will.
Okay.
All right, Alex. See you back at the office.
See ya.
Bye, Alex.
Bye, Alex.
He is hilarious.
That's your nephew.
Sir Alex.
He's
oh my
funny.
Goodness gracious.
He believes in Keys and Deeds Realty.
He really is hilarious.
So funny.
Yeah, I know why you got started. So I know we have listeners. So can you tell the listeners, because I think we got off topic when we played your commercial and brought Alex in, why it's important or why you feel that it's so important to own something mm-hmm. instead of renting.
Are you asking me?
I'll go to Ebony.
So I believe it is important to own real estate. And, I also believe in generational wealth.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm at right now for my age. You know, that's what I'm thinking of, you know, with the pass down outside of debt to our children, because we tend to do that in our community, sad to say.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, like, that's important. But you want to have something of your own, you know, like, this is yours. You don't have to answer to anyone. Mm-hmm. We all have to answer to the IRS. But that's your own. You can make it your own. You know,
you can make any changes.
You don't have to, you know, get permission.
Mm-hmm.
You'll take care of your property. You'll take care of it, you know. So that's why I believe so far right now.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's why it's important to own your own.
May I please chime in?
Sure, yes. Reggie.
Sure.
Okay.
Reg.
There's only so much land on this earth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So real estate can go up, it can go down, but it will be there until the world has come to an end.
Right.
The more land you own, probably the richer you'll be, mm-hmm. more prosperous you'll be. So, mm-hmm. yes, everyone should own some land.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The problem I see with people on the land is they're afraid they're going to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the big myths. If I get a house, they might foreclose on me. But if you don't pay your rent,
right.
they're going to evict you.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I think the mentality of people, I can't say of color, is they're afraid of losing something.
Mm-hmm.
But again, when you pay rent, you're paying somebody else's college
Absolutely.
Fee.
Yes.
You're
right.
paying, you know, you're making someone else rich. And
exactly.
you don't have to buy the biggest house in the world
mm-hmm.
with a picket fence. You just
mm-hmm.
buy a house.
Just buy something.
These are the facts.
I digress.
No, everything you said is 100% true.
So what are your ladies' thoughts on investment properties?
go ahead.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
The biggest thing with investments are make sure the numbers make sense. at the end of the day. Like, you don't want to. There are a lot of
overextend yourself.
Gurus out here that came out of the woodworks during COVID that just have people spending money on pipe dreams. And at the end of the day, when it comes to investments, the numbers have to make sense. That's ultimately what you should be looking at when it comes to investment. But let's also just say, like, any form of real estate purchase is still investing.
Right.
Like, even if it's for your primary residence, this is still a form of investing. So I don't necessarily separate the two. I mean, it's still a form of investing. However, when it comes to your primary, you just need to ensure that you're going for something where you can see yourself there for the next 5, 10 years. You want to be sensible. You're not relying so much on somebody else's income paying off your monthly bills. So you want to be smart that you stay within your means. You want to understand that your first home doesn't have to be your forever home. Your first home should be your starter. That's your stepping stone. That's for you to get used to having the monthly note payments, for you being responsible with the property, for you learning how this game works, and then, of course, just increasing your wealth over time.
But you know what I see with, in real estate, that there are these the people who put the sign up on the, I'll buy your real estate, and most of the time, they're buying it undervalued, so you're losing money. So you should have an agent.
That's why I say people.
Oh, yeah, where it says we buy homes, cash. Right.
Yeah, that irks me.
And that takes they're taking advantage of people who don't know because it is cash. The other thing on the flip side of that, when people are buying real estate to live in, sometimes if you're not using an agent, you're going to overbuy. You're going to over. The house could be worth $100,000, and they're telling you it's worth $200,000. So you will need a real estate agent to represent you.
A good one.
A good one.
Keys and D's, baby.
I mean, listen, I'm not saying that we're the only
Keys and D's,
great
baby.
Agents out there, because we are not. But seriously, like, you better
claim it.
No, because there are some amazing realtors out there, real estate agents, real estate salesperson, real estate brokers. All I'm saying is that you don't want anybody that just assumes that what they're asking for the house is actually the market value without taking the time to study what's going on in a particular neighborhood. So you want somebody who's knowledgeable. I'm not even going to say with the experience, because some people work with brand new agents and that's okay, but make sure they're backed by somebody who's knowledgeable and experienced to make sure that you're making a sound
and
decision.
Has your best interest at
absolutely heart. If they if they don't have your best interest and they just care about the commission check, then you started off all wrong.
I know we talked about this before, but it's still happening where in my neighborhood we're all getting phone calls asking to buy our houses. There's a lot of gentrification going on here. And on my block, almost, I would say 90% of my block are elderly. So they call me.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
They'll say, Lisa, baby, somebody just called me and said, they gonna give me $175. I was like, isn't your house paid off? Yep. So you're just paying taxes? Yep. I said, so what are you going to do with that $175? Where are you going to go? I said, do not sell your house. But I'm just glad that they rely on me and they trust my, you know, opinion. And they, and they're not, because they see those numbers and they're like, $175,000. Yeah, that's a lot of money. But then you have to move. You got to go somewhere else.
I mean, everything has to make sense. I don't, I always speak against anybody who's given their real estate away, right? I mean, at the end of the day, we have to be sensible as far as what we believe our house to be worth. So just because new construction is going up around you for $500,000 doesn't automatically mean that your house is worth $500,000, especially if it's dated. But it's going to be worth something when stuff around you is selling for $500,000. It's just that, and what Reggie touched on, is when people are coming through like well under what the house is worth. And I can't hate on it, right? Because from an investment standpoint, this is the part where I struggle. Because from an investor standpoint, if I'm looking to purchase property in Philly and somebody is like, give me $15,000 and you can have it.
Trying to pass a bill in City
Hall.
But I think it's almost predatory, because they're neighborhoods that they're targeting, you know, they're minority, basically minority owned, and everything is changing over here. Everything is changing, and they're, and the calls that I'm getting are only from my elderly neighbors. Like, none of the
make no mistake, It's not just elderly. Yeah.
It's all over.
Well, I get the calls too.
I get the calls as well. But you know what? I think it's all of the major cities, period. Mm-hmm. It's not just Philly. You know, I have family from, you know, New York and, mm-hmm. and Baltimore. Like, it's all over. So, I mean, I understand it. I don't like it. I'm hoping that they would pass a bill. But
I hope they don't.
No. Well, they have spotters, though. I apologize.
They do.
But
is it
in those cities, is it because of gentrification?
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. Because my own cousin, she was just like, Abby, want a piece? Like, she bought back our family great-great-grandparents' homes. Like, she bought it back, you know, on purpose. Like, you know, we want to keep this in the family. Okay. But, yeah, it's definitely all over. But I wanted to go back to what you guys were saying, because I remember in COVID, like, that was really crazy when the interest rate was really low. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we even refinanced. But it was kind of like, oh, my gosh, like, they want all this money for our house. Like, they aren't damn well, like, tripled the price. Mm. And it was so tempting. Like, mm-hmm. it was so tempting. But then you had to look at it like, okay, we sell our house, and we're going to be out there with the sharks.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to be mm-hmm. part of that same pool
right.
where we're trying to, you know, purchase the house that we wanted.
And but that's I'm what like, I tried to explain to my neighbors. Yeah. Now, they're in their 70s, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm like,
but you know what?
Where are you going to go?
Lisa, they may, you know, they can go into a nursing home. That way they don't have to.
They don't need to be in a nursing home.
No, I'm just saying, like, as seniors, like, they thinking, like, okay, I don't have to deal with this and this no more, like, you know.
Yeah, but they're very independent. They mm-hmm. don't want to be in a home.
You know mm-hmm. what I think is the number one cause of the housing crisis? Do you want to know? Do you know what it is?
No, I don't want to know. Yes.
For agencies. Healthcare agencies. If y'all didn't come in and mess up the natural cycle.
Excuse me?
First of all, not true.
Here's the cycle. Here's how it's supposed to go.
Mm-hmm. Let me hear this.
I enjoy
and then we're ending this show.
I enjoy my home mm-hmm. for 70 years. Mm-hmm. And then it's time for me to go get my vacation home in Florida. I'm out of here. I'm done with the city. But y'all come in here to Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And you encourage people to age in place.
Yeah.
And now we don't have any homes to sell.
But that's not a
home agency.
Thanks
a lot, Maya.
Yes, that is the state. The state says it's cheaper for you to stay at home than it is to go into a facility. The home care agency.
Don't go to a facility.
But this is what the state, when you see all these commercials, mm-hmm. the state is saying that because it's yeah. cheaper for them to keep you there and pay us than it is for to go into a facility.
Well, first of all, people are happier when they stay home. They do not want
but it's
to
still
be.
Cheaper.
Listen, I'm talking on a personal level. People are happier when they stay
you
home.
You speak for yourself. If I have to stay at home
yeah.
or go to a beach house,
some people are going to nursing homes around the corner.
No, send me to a hut.
They're getting abused.
You didn't give me an option to go to Florida.
Well, I think I can't even assume. Like what you just said, Lisa, around the corner, like those might be the one that unfortunately may be a burden. Or, you know, they may have whatever the issue may be.
Right.
Not those that are, like you said, like your neighbors. I'm sure they're not pushing
They're not going to a nursing home.
Pack me up and send me to Florida.
But okay. I'm done with the steps. You have to be able to afford it, number one. Number one. And people like to stay in their neighborhoods. They like to stay in their homes. They like to be around their neighbors. They like to see their things in their house. They're comfortable there.
They have container homes now.
I don't even know what that
my
is.
My in-laws just went into today. They moved into a senior facility.
Oh, they moved in today?
Yeah. Their move-in day was today.
But
let me explain to you.
Container.
They're in Shenandoah. You have a bar. Mm-hmm. You have a restaurant. You have any amenity that you want. But people who do not have...
But understand how much that costs.
Oh, a lot.
That what? Is...
Exactly. Like, okay, so we're not talking about the wealth.
So, okay,
so
now,
listen,
now,
listen. But yes. Understand, if you... So my neighbors, if their house is paid off, they're mm-hmm. in their 70s. Well, Miss B, I'm not going to say her whole name. She's in her 80s. Mm-hmm. So they have no mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they
Have you
switch?
Seen these container homes?
No, I don't know what a container
These things are amazing. It's like a storage container.
But you're talking about seniors and adults with disabilities, and they're going to need care. Now, one more.
That's not who I'm talking about, Reggie.
You're talking about people who own properties should not get home care because their properties are leaned. they'll put a lien
on
your
car. That's not what I said.
No, we're told you said about seniors staying in the house.
Okay.
I believe that if you own a house,
yes,
you should stay there. Because if you get home care, because you say home care agencies are doing this.
Yes, y'all.
We advocate that. You stay, you get away
stay
from us.
Stay at home.
Stay at home. And
we'll
do
never
not,
see eye to eye.
Who, you and I?
I need the natural cycle to come back. I need Maya out of our neighborhood. Maya is employing over 300 people in this city. We need them going. Wow.
But you know what? You know what I think, though, Dawn? You should
yes.
go, yeah, I think you should get out there and talk to the community about not selling their homes to these people who are knocking on your door.
Oh, you know, I've been doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you go into neighborhoods like senior centers. Yeah. I was in a senior center today. Mm-hmm. These people are property owners.
Mm-hmm.
They're not, most of them got a couple of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But you go to a senior recreation center, a senior center, and do a program there about selling your house.
Mm-hmm. So you want me to tell them to sell it or to not sell
whatever
it?
Whatever it is,
program
just,
on getting
just
a container
educate
home.
Them. Educate them. Go to a container.
Yeah, we can educate them like we do the high schoolers. We can do the same thing.
Yes,
for
let's
the seniors.
Touch on that.
Yeah,
let's
even,
touch on
even at the lunch and learns that we do.
Mm-hmm.
You have young people in there.
Yeah,
you could talk to them about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the importance.
I mean,
and I think we touched on that before, and kind of that went
yes.
right out the.
What's that?
Doing something education. There was somebody you wanted us to partner with. I can't remember his name.
I can't remember. Either.
Met him at the bowling party.
Bowling party.
Yeah. We were supposed to meet and
that was for
try
to
do some
to do a
education.
Workshop.
Yeah,
yeah,
workshop.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So we
yeah,
could
yeah.
we could revisit that, do something
yes.
like that.
And you're the same, our participants are your clients. Meaning that our participants, some of them own and they want to sell their children own real estate.
Right.
So it's not always that level going directly to that to, at that person. There's a whole family
listen,
around them.
I'm not right. attacking you. I'm just letting you
trust
know
me.
That y'all are messing up the cycle. And that's why we have low inventory.
Or even like you just stated, like pass it down, general wealth, you know, pass mm-hmm. it down to family members,
yes.
you know.
I mean, listen,
you,
at the end
do
of
that
the day.
As well.
We're all partners.
I'm not going in any home. I'm going to be in my house. Unless you send me to Florida in a
exactly.
container.
Exactly. People
container
like
house.
To stay home.
Well,
I'll tell you a story. My daughter's godfather's father was in the hospital 3 months
mm-hmm.
and he had cancer. His health was just declining. And my friend, he asked me to help him get some home care in D.C. So I tried to set him up with something and he just wasn't doing well. So they finally got a hospital bed because all he kept saying was, I want to go home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be here. Hospitals are sterile. They're cold. They're mm-hmm. So he went home on a Monday. I called to see how he was doing, and Wednesday he died watching TV and eating pudding.
Oh, he enjoyed himself.
That was
right.
yes, real special.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
He waited to mm-hmm. get home. All he kept saying was, I want to
go
He's
home.
Lived in that house for 60-something years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's where him and his wife, you've been to, have
yeah.
you been to that?
Well, but, they do say, if you take an elderly person out of
yeah.
their home, like, they'll transition sometimes. It's mm-hmm. sad for them.
Yeah, and sometimes yeah. when you go into a nursing home, and
mm-hmm.
I don't know how we got off of real estate, but when you go into a nursing home, you die quicker, not because of an illness, but because of sadness
mm-hmm. Agreed.
And being lonely.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. I feel like that happened with
Depression.
My grandmother.
Yes.
I agree.
I think so.
Okay. Can we pivot off of sadness?
Yeah, let's pivot.
Yeah, okay. All right, so my name is Reggie McGlaughlin. I'm mm-hmm. the community liaison for My Independence at Home. If you or your loved one are in need of home care, 215-921-2277.
I'm Lisa Robinson, founder and CEO of My Independence at Home.
Hi, I'm Ebony Riller. I'm a real estate agent, and I work with Keys and Deeds Realty, baby.
Baby. Keys and Deeds, baby.
Keys and Deeds,
but
baby.
Also, I am an author.
She is an author. Again, Ebony, what is the
Perseverance Through My Storm.
And we can buy these books where?
On Amazon and... Gumbo. Oh, I'm horrible.
We'll just do Amazon.
Yeah, we'll do Amazon.
Okay.
Get the book. It's great.
Well, I am going to buy 20 books today.
Woo-hoo.
Baller.
And give them to everybody in the office.
Oh, wow. Thank
yeah,
you.
I want to support you. So that's awesome.
I really appreciate
Perseverance
it.
Perseverance through what?
Support me. Buy me some billboards.
Perseverance through my storm.
Wait, I should have asked, how much is the book?
It's $21.
Oh,
it's,
wait a minute.
It's I also do Kindle as well. And
do people still do Kindle?
Yeah, they do.
All right.
I did Vocals too.
Okay, go ahead, Dawn.
Am I allowed to make my announcement?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm Dawn Harris, licensed realtor, realtist, broker, and owner of Realty. We are based in Philadelphia. We specialize in residential sales, but can also assist you with your commercial needs as well. Our number is 610-616-0012. Our website, keysanddeeds.com. And the number again, 610-616-0012. Can we take a few moments to talk about
Can we talk about me real quick?
Oh, sure.
And how you helped me?
Aww.
Here we go.
No. Let's hear it.
No.
We have a couple of minutes. Let's hear it.
How many minutes do we have? I wanted to touch on something very important.
All right, go ahead. I'll leave my news to the end.
Exactly. Leave it for the end. Is this the end? There's something really major happening in real estate right now. There are lawsuits swirling around when it comes to, which did not start in Pennsylvania. I think the first one was like filed in Michigan or somewhere that starts with an M. And it relates to, or it started off with sellers feeling as though they were taken advantage of and having to pay for buyer representation.
Like seller's assist?
No. So in the commissions.
Oh.
So just to give everybody a quick rundown as far as what goes on in real estate and what's currently happening and how that may change is, when you are selling your home, you agree to pay your listing broker either a flat fee or a percentage, whatever that amount is, right? Whatever the two of them negotiate. And that listing broker is then in a position, if they want to, they certainly don't have to say, I want to share a portion of what I'm receiving in connection with selling your home with a buyer's agent who may procure a buyer that comes through and ultimately goes for the house. So the lawsuit started because, and I'm assuming, I have not reviewed the legal filings, that it's because the language in the forms did not properly break down like what kind of goes on with real estate commissions. But sellers filed suit. They won big, like hundreds of millions of dollars have been dished out over the last several months in connections with these lawsuits. And as of, I want to say January, the first round of lawsuits were filed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Mm.
So ultimately, what this could mean, depending, because the Department of Justice is now involved in these lawsuits, and they are swaying on the side of making buyers responsible for their agent commissions. And one thing that we all have to keep in mind is in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, that's always been the case. Like a buyer, in accordance with the documents that we utilize, buyers have always been responsible for paying their realtor's commission. But because we cooperate with other brokers, the majority of the time, it's the listing broker that's paying our commission so that the buyers don't have to pay our commission. They don't have to come out of pocket. It's been the way that it's done for over 100 years, and they're now trying to upset that apple cart. And what that could potentially mean is that buyers will go unrepresented. And I can't think of something scarier in real estate, right? Mm-hmm. With buyers going out, just knowing as far as people that we represent, how much we handhold to literally explain every point in the process.
A lot, right?
To explain the documents. If you don't have somebody negotiate on your behalf and you're just clicking and signing, it could be to your detriment, like seriously. But this is something that's going on behind the scenes. So I just want everybody to be made aware of, because now for the second time within the last like 60 days, I had clients question me. Like I had one person say, but why do I have to pay for the buyer's commission? That's unfair. And I had to explain, we went through this when we did the listing contract. You pay this commission, and I am saying that I'd like to share this commission with the buyer's agent. It's still my commission. Like, regardless, I'm still going to charge you what I charge you. I'm just saying, out of the kindness of my heart, that I'd like to share some with the buyer's agent. But this is what we're facing. Sellers now catching wind of the lawsuits, not properly understanding the cycle, and now saying, well, I'm going to cut my commission in half. I'm not. So the listing agent is left to say, I can't share any commission with you because I'm not going to make anything.
Right.
And then if it's, God forbid, a buyer where they have next to nothing, which is what we see so very often, more mm-hmm. often than not, how can they afford to pay for professional representation mm-hmm. at that point? So just keep in mind that this is a natural cycle. I don't like it. I don't like what's happening. The final decision has not been handed down. Again, in the state of Pennsylvania, our forms cover us. Like if you're dealing mm-hmm. with an agent that hasn't put you on notice that a portion of their commission is being shared with the buyer's agent, then I don't know what to tell you. But this is the way that I've always done it. Everybody that I'm surrounded by, this is the way we've already always done it. Mm-hmm. But things could definitely change in how it's handled in the future, which sucks for buyers. Potentially.
But you know what, too? When you are explaining that to the seller, like, okay, well, you're going to go out and buy or purchase
exactly.
a home.
Exactly.
So, you know, now you're going to be on their end. You
exactly.
know,
and you will likely not have to pay your right. agent's commission. It's just it's the natural cycle yeah. of things.
That's kind
of
crazy because there's a lot that goes into purchasing mm-hmm. a property.
Absolutely.
There's a lot. And, you know, I know for me, I rely on keys and D's, baby.
Does she ever?
I rely
on... She don't want to read nothing. She'll be like, tell me what it says.
She trusts you.
You know, but when you find a broker, realtor, realtor, like keys and D's, keys Dawn and, D's, and Ebony, you know that you can trust them. Mm-hmm. Right. So to take that away would be crazy because right. you're kind of flying blind.
Exactly. Right? Mm-hmm.
I have a question for you guys. I'm going to just change it just so people get an idea of what to expect from a real estate agent or broker. Mm-hmm. What is the process of buying a house? What should you first do? You get a loan or you go to your real estate agent?
The first thing you should do is call Keys and Deeds Realty, 610-616-0012.
Okay. And then once you make that call, then what?
What do you do, Ebony?
You need a lender. You do. A lot of people, they do call, like they have sometimes they don't even know the process. I get that a lot now. And I love it because they're fresh and they want to know. They want to be educated. And, I hear them out, and tell them, you need a lender. I try not to get too much into their finances and, recommend them a lender or if they have their own, and then after that, we'll talk about
notice. You better be talking about that consumer notice first.
That consumer notice first. I'm sorry. Before you even talk about lenders, the consumer notice.
Consumer notice.
I'm sorry. So, discuss your rights and,
And what about credit? How important is credit? Do you look at their credit before they go to the lender?
I do not. I'll ask the client, like, how do you, do you think you have good credit, after I read the consumer notice? Mm-hmm. And they'll tell me, or they may not know. A lot of them don't know. So I'll let them, like, okay, your lender will help you, mm-hmm. With that.
I think credit scores suck. They shouldn't even be around.
Credit
scores. They're going to reform that.
Let's hope so.
Are they?
Yeah. I hope. But
they need to get rid of it. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah,
because there's no formula for credit score. No one knows for how do you get that score.
Fair Isaac knows.
Yes. Right. Fair Isaac, that was Alexander.
I placed a call to Fair Isaac a couple months ago. Like, what's
who
up
is
with
Fair
it?
Isaac?
That's your FICO. Fair Isaac.
So say, for instance, if I'm buying a home, do I go to, you said find a lender. Now, there's all kinds of lenders with rates. You have brokers, you have a banker.
You do.
So, I prefer a bank over a broker.
I agree with yes.
Yeah, because I do prefer a bank because of the fees.
Right. Yes. It depends. It depends on the need.
Okay, and depends on the need.
And the person.
So my thing is, I have a credit union. Mm-hmm. I will sit down with my banker. I know my banker. I go to every month.
Right.
Because I don't look at statements. I make them. Mm-hmm. Pull them up for me. Mm-hmm. And then I would say how much the house I could buy. Pre-approve me so I could walk around with this pre-approval, which means crap. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean anything. Because they could deny you in a minute.
That's exactly right.
So you have that. And, mm-hmm. and then I know how much home I could buy.
Right.
And then I believe that I can bargain better mm-hmm. knowing that, hey, listen, I could pay $300,000 for this house. Mm-hmm. My bank's got a check mm-hmm. ready for me versus walking in mm-hmm. raw.
Right. Well, so in our monthly seminars, what I teach is that getting your ducks in a row. So even before you sit down and you talk to the banker, you should be taking an internal survey of how much house you can afford. Like, what's seriously comfortable for you monthly budget-wise? Mm-hmm. So there's a budget that we provide to anybody who attends where you list out all the spending you're doing for that month. And you're like, okay, realistically, I can afford about $1,200 on a monthly payment once I take care of everything else. And that's after I'm able to still feed my family, feed myself, get to work, all that good stuff. Because what the loan officer or the banker is going to do is tell you how much house you can afford based on your gross income, not your net. They're mm-hmm. going to tell you what you can afford based on your gross income after those recurring expenses. And that doesn't mean that that equates to you living below your means or within your means. It could very well mean that you're still looking at too much house, way more house than you can afford. So first step, internal examination, examine your finances, start getting your ducks in a row, start saving money, start seeing what's reporting to your credit, make sure your credit reports are accurate even before you speak with a lender, because there's absolutely no point in having a lender pull your credit reports if you know you have active disputes on your credit, if you know you have a bunch of delinquents and lates. What's the point? Why are you going for mm-hmm. this mortgage if but you wait. Know that your stuff is not in order?
Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
It's okay.
But then you also have the new people, mm-hmm. as new people, but you have new buyers or new sellers, but new buyers. So mm-hmm. I'm going to say, like, they don't have any credit.
Right.
That was me. Like, I didn't have, so my husband had credit, but I didn't have credit.
Right.
So it was like, well, how do I get credit? Oh, you yep. got to get credit cards. Mm-hmm. Like, yes. I don't want a credit card.
So if you don't have any credit,
right.
then that's different.
That was Reggie not too long ago.
Right. So if you, smart man.
Tell him I did.
If you have no credit, then you need to begin establishing credit. I'm not going to advise you on how to do it. I've seen it done enough times to know what somebody's going to advise you to do. Mm-hmm. But at that point, if you have no credit, then you're going to want to speak with one of our credit partners, and they'll tell you the type of credit cards to open up, like the mix that they would like to see to help you establish it. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't take forever. But yeah, I'm giving advice based on you already mm-hmm. having some credit in place. Get your ducks in a row first. And then once you've done that piece, then you're ready to speak with a loan officer if you're not paying cash. Because I swear, people are coming up with cash. Yeah, I've never seen so many cash buyers
right now. Yeah.
So you only need to speak with the loan officer if you, in fact, need to finance. And if that's the case, that's really step two. So the first step is, do your own work on yourself. You can reach out to us so that we can give you that game plan as far as getting your ducks in a row. Speak
and what's
with
that
the
number?
610-616-0012.
You got to slow down a little bit.
Area code 616.
Pause.
I'm sorry. Mm-mm. Area code 610.
Pause.
616.
Pause.
00.
Pause.
12.
Now, the producer said we have 4 minutes. So you have 4 minutes.
All right.
Keys and D's.
Keys and D's, baby.
Keys and D's, baby. All right.
Rick James.
Can't say that.
No.
I thought this was in Paramount.
This is a PG-13 show, everybody.
And this woman in Paramount.
Well, this is exactly. Well, before we go, mm-hmm. You talked about the credit score mm-hmm. and getting credit cards. So, what impact does it have on your credit if you close a credit card? And I asked mm-hmm. that, and I know we've asked this before on the show, but mm-hmm. when I paid off my car, mm-hmm. I was so excited. Mm-hmm. And then my credit score dropped like 50 points. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what the hell? Heck.
Yes. Look at you.
Heck.
Look at you. So I'm not the credit specialist.
Okay.
But I have been advised, and I've heard over the years, that it's never a good idea. So the moment as you have your revolving lines of credit or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, your home, your house note, your car payment, you're building up a payment history. Mm-hmm. You're telling Fair Isaac, okay, you're telling Fair Isaac, like, I'm capable of having debt and paying my debt off every single month. When that goes away your credit history.
But so that's a good thing that you paid off your debt.
No, they care about seeing how you've been able to manage
your debt.
Well, you're getting 2 minutes
up
for keys and D's, and you're arguing with your sister.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry.
Stick to the plan.
Okay, all right, we're about to wrap this up. So, Dawn, please give your number again.
Yes.
And the name of your brokerage, Realtor Realty.
Yes. So, we are Keys and Deeds Realty. We are located right beside Philadelphia Airport. Mm-hmm. So, you feel free. We've let our mask down. You can come in and have a no obligation consultation with us in person.
And I'll treat you to a cup of coffee. And they got a great cafeteria down there too.
I'm buying coffee and I'm buying the cheese eggs from Gateway Cafe.
Yes.
Give us a call, 610-616-0.
Pause.
610-616-0012.
Ebony.
Yes.
Your turn.
You're the closeout.
Saying goodbye.
Oh, okay. Well, it was a pleasure meeting you guys.
Ebony,
I look forward to coming back. Is Perseverance Through My Storm. Also, real quick, can I say?
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, so my publicist, Shereen. She has us doing a Cover Publishings LLC. We're having an author's cafe Saturday, March 23rd from 2 to 4:30 p.m. It'll be at West Oak Lane Library.
Okay.
So it's free. That's 2000 East Washington Lane, Philadelphia, PA, 19138. I look forward to seeing you guys. It is I will be signing me and three other authors.
And Ebony's also with Keys and D's,
baby.
This has been a great show.
She just forgot about Keys and D's.
I know. She's also with Keys and D's. So thank you, everybody, for coming on today. Thank you, Reggie, for being the only male up in here. I'm going to let you do your
baby.
Reggie, you got to do your thing because you know
all right, ladies and gentlemen, we all want to thank you. We are blessed by the best. And destined for success. It's up to us to do our best to make this world a better place for everyone. There's nothing to it but to do it. And once we do it,
ain't no stopping us now.
Keys and D's, baby.